The Infrastructure Show is brought to you by Wyss Janney Elsner Associates, engineers, architects, and materials scientists, solving complex problems in contemporary and historic structures since 1956. Learn more at wje.com.
Welcome to the Infrastructure Show. I'm your host, Professor Joseph Schoffer of Northwestern University. The Infrastructure Show is designed to present to listeners the reality of America's infrastructure, its condition, why it is the way it is, and what can be done about it. 6 years ago, transportation planners across the U.S. watched with great interest the progress of the November 2008 elections in Los Angeles County in California, where a proposed sales tax to fund transportation projects called Measure R, was on the ballot. Measure R passed in that election, and its proposal was implemented. A half-cent sales tax increase on each taxable dollar spent in Los Angeles County, used specifically to fund transportation projects over the next 30 years. This November, on the sixth anniversary of Measure R's passage, Los Angeles County is the scene of five major highway and transit projects under construction at the same time, an unprecedented accomplishment in the United States metropolitan areas, where no new taxes has been the popular mantra. Here to talk with us today about Measure R, its process and its products, is David Yale, who's Managing Executive Officer, Countywide Planning and Development for the Los Angeles Metropolitan Transportation Authority, also known as Metro. Dave, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Well, I'm happy to do it.
Can you fill in some details about what Measure R is and why it got put on the ballot 6 years ago?
Yeah, we were working on a long-range plan with our board of directors, and that plan showed that we could basically do like one or two major projects, and then only in the third decade. So the board was unhappy with the number of projects that we could do and was looking around for a way to improve transportation services in Los Angeles County more than what would have been possible in a bare bones long range plan without a half cent sales tax. The half cent sales tax rules in California require that we achieve a two-thirds vote. So it was a real stretch to go to the voters. In order to do so, we needed to have a package that met the consensus requirements necessary to get a two-thirds vote. So in the development of our long-range plan, we put together a countywide project strategy where every part of our county got some transportation improvements. And we are now going about delivering those transportation improvements in the schedule that was laid out in Measure R.
So how did the people vote?
They passed this Measure R vote with something on the order of 67 or 68%. So we had a countywide consensus on transportation relief, congestion relief, that met the test of the voters. This, by the way, was a vote that took place in November of 2008. If you take yourself back to that period of time, the worldwide economic crisis was breaking news, and Labor Day of 2008 was when the banking system was almost collapsing and the federal government was doing extraordinary measures to hold our economy together. So even in the face of those breaking economic news, the voters still hung with us and voted to approve Measure R. When the dust settled and that economic crisis came into focus, we had a much smaller amount of sales tax in our forecast. But boy, were we glad we had something to work with, because it prevented us from cutting bus service. It enabled us to deliver these five projects in the first decade. And we're under construction on many of them, and some of them are already open.
So as I understand it and the way you've described it, the vote was really a vote on a transaction. Give us the money, and this is specifically what you'll get back for it.
It was very specific. It's a contract with the voters that our board takes very seriously, and they are very diligent, let me tell you, in tracking what we're doing and making sure that we deliver on the promise.
How did you select the components of the program?
Well, you know, I don't want to use the sausage analogy, but the projects that are in this plan are projects that have been desired by the various parts of the county for many, many years. Let me run through a few examples.
Okay.
The Interstate 5 connection with Orange County is already improved on the Orange County side, where they have 10 lanes coming into our 6 lanes. One of the projects here will match Orange County's 10 lanes up at the county line and carry that north to our 605 freeway. So there were a lot of deferred improvements that needed to be done all over the county, extending the subway down Wilshire, getting the Pasadena Gold Line more towards Claremont to Azusa in Measure R, and on and on all over the county, getting a better connection to Los Angeles International Airport, moving across the San Fernando Valley with the Orange Line extension. All were things that were in the eyes of the voters long before we went to them with a way to pay for it.
So no new components, but components taken out of previous studies and put together in a package.
That's right. Now, looking at what we've done as we fulfill the promise, we find that many of the things that we're working on have additional scope that would be desired by the voters, like the Gold Line to Azusa. We want to go all the way to Claremont. The South Bay has a project that'll get you to Redondo Beach. They want to go all the way to Torrance with an extension of our Green Line. The subway, we want to go all the way to the beach, and we're only getting to Westwood near the 405 freeway. So everywhere you look, there's a Measure R project that could go even further if we had the money.
So it's money that's the barrier right now.
Yeah, it is, and our unmet needs are extraordinary. You know, Los Angeles County is as large as the state of Michigan. There are 10 million people who live here, and so there are a lot of congestion needs. We have a thriving economy with the recovery that we're seeing from the 2008 worldwide economic crisis. Our congestion is, again, building on our freeways as people get their jobs back and start commuting. We're relieving that congestion with this transit system. We started in 1980 with Prop A, and then in 1990, the voters doubled down with Prop C, and then in 2008, Measure R. So this is sort of a back-to-the-future measure. It's really a commitment that the voters have made to transportation in Los Angeles County that's not just a one-time commitment. They've done it several times. And I think we're reaping the benefits of the vision that the voters have is to get transportation relief and get it in a multimodal way. So you can take a bike to rail. You can use the freeway to get to your Metrolink train into work. There are 1,000 different ways people put together our system to make it work for them.
So have you seen an increase, or are you seeing an increase in transit ridership with the projects that are completed?
Yes, we are seeing substantial increases in our rail ridership, the urban rail in particular. There is a what transportation planners call a rail affinity. There's scheduling advantages and distance advantages that rail can bring that you can't do with bus that's mixed into the congested highway system. We are also looking, though, at ways to give buses exclusive right-of-ways, like we did on the Orange Line and we're doing with our express lanes, the 10 and the 110. So there's no one single strategy that, you know, works. It's really a fabric of strategies that we've put together here.
Are the projects on schedule and on budget?
On schedule, yes. As the economy's recovering, we are seeing our bid prices go up. Construction contractors are busier than they were. You know, in a perfect world, the day the vote happened, we'd have all the projects ready to go to construction. But there's a lot of pre-development, environmental work, permitting work, complex negotiations with communities about station locations and entrances and all the rest. So now that we're through those processes and actually going to construction, we're finding our bids are, you know, the kind of bids you would see in a healthy economy instead of one that you would get where you got a super good deal. You know, we had a period of time there for some of our projects from our last long-range plan that were ready to go during the recession, where we saw bid savings of 30 and 35% below the engineer's estimate. Right now, we're seeing bids that are spot on. The engineer's estimate is equal to the bid. And so that has led to some cost changes in our projects that we are working through. You know, on the flip side of that, a healthy economy raises more taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
When we face these higher bids, we also happen to have more sales taxes to pay for them. So it is sort of a self-correcting situation we're in. We're so big in LA County.
We pause our podcast for a moment to thank our sponsor, Wiss Janney Elsner Associates, engineers, architects, and material scientists who are solving problems throughout the built world. Visit their website at www.wje.com. So is there a 30-year sunset on the sales tax increase?
Yeah, the sales tax will sunset in 2039. We've actually gone to the voters to ask them if they want to extend that. We got 66.4%, some heartbreaking number close to the two-thirds we needed. It was a measure called Measure J, and we didn't quite make it to the consensus that we need. But, you know, our board looked at it as a resounding success that the voters would come in at such a close two-thirds vote margin that we are looking in our long-range plan now for what our new needs are going to be and whether or not we would go back to the voters again to ask again. We were so close. Yeah. You know, it's rare where you see a vote that fails that got 66%. We needed 66.7%, and we didn't get it.
Still, that's an extraordinarily strong vote. I wonder if your board decided to go to the voters a little bit on the premature side.
Well, there was some voices on the board that expressed that. We did get the votes necessary to put it on the ballot, but there were pockets of opposition that could have been, we think, dealt with a better information, but we, for one reason or another, did not get that information out effectively as we, you know, in a heartbreaking vote like this, there is a lot of shit of what it could have.
Yeah.
You can go around and look at any one part of the county and find the votes. We lost by 16,000 votes. So changing the minds of 8,000 voters would have led to success. And that's less than, you know, you can fit in the Staples Center, one of our auditoriums here in L.A.
So what's the strategy that you use to tell people how well the program is going?
We have signage on our projects that shows when the projects will be completed and that they were being completed with the Measure R funds that the voters approved. But, you know, more importantly than that, these projects speak for themselves when they open. There is a huge community outpouring of support when we open a rail line. Each station has its own special party that goes on. And then the usage is immediately there, often faster than our travel demand models indicate they will be. So our ridership is growing. People are voting with their feet for a rail system. And I think that's what speaks loudest. But it's not just rail again. You know, it's the carpool lanes when they open up like they've done now on the 405 over the Sepulveda Pass. That also provides relief to the motorists. So these things speak for themselves once they open.
Are there smaller projects involved in the program as well?
The list of projects is lengthy. I don't think there's enough time to run through.
No, I'm just curious about the mix.
Yeah, it's a mixture of transit operating services. We have an operations component. We have a formula share for the cities that they can use to resurface streets, build sidewalks, install bike lanes, more local improvements. We have a share that goes to Metrolink, our regional rail provider, commuter rail, which is a long-distance rail service serving all of Southern California, not just Los Angeles County. And then we have a highway component where we're building carpool lanes around the county. I've mentioned I-5 South. There's improvements on the San Gabriel Freeway in the San Gabriel Valley. There are improvements on the 405 and improvements in the South Bay that are ramp and interchange related. The Arroyo Verdugo area and the Las Virgenes area have operational improvements that they're building on their freeway system. Just an incredible variety of strategies out there depending on the particular development stage that these projects find themselves in.
So you've really answered my next question, which is, are you spending money to support operations as well as capital? It sounds like you are.
We are. And you know what? The worldwide recession took out of our two existing taxes just about the same amount of money as we gained when we added the third tax, Measure R. When you look at it just from an operating point of view. So the fact that we got this operating funding just when the recession hit was super important to keeping bus service out there as our populace was dealing with more unemployment and less money for other modes of travel. So we were super fortunate. We didn't see the layoffs and bus service cuts that were seen across California because of the voters' approval of Measure R. And now, with the recovery of the economy, we're able to add services as we go here and open up these lines. We can pay for the operation. So we have a very healthy operating budget and some of the lowest transit fares in the nation. We're trying to draw people onto transit and off of the highway system.
So when you went back to the voters to ask for the extension, did you go back with another or a different package of projects?
When we went back with Measure J, we were doing two things. We had a plan to accelerate our projects, and instead of delivering five in the first decade, we were going to deliver all 12. So we had a plan to accelerate the transit improvements around the county. All of them would happen in the first decade instead of in a phased approach over three decades. That was made possible by borrowing against the longer-term tax. In addition to that, the borrowing wasn't going to consume anywhere near the entire tax past 2039. Which, remember, it's just an extension. So the first time you see any new taxes would be in 2040. So out there beyond 2040, we could have done a lot of other things. But we didn't have to make those decisions in the end because we didn't make the threshold for approval.
So the borrowing that you would have done against future tax revenues,
yeah,
was that a bonding? Was it federal loan guarantees or anything special?
Well, yeah. What happened was we went to Congress and we said, look, we've got this new transformative sales tax for Los Angeles County infrastructure. We have two main ideas that you can help us with to move the projects forward in time and build them faster. The first was expanding the TIFIA loan program, Transportation Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act, a sleepy little corner of federal law that would allow you to borrow money at a lower rate from the federal government. It was a government-to-government loan. Those loans were not available because there wasn't enough funding in law. So we asked them to expand that law and to enable it to be more flexible. They did that. Congress in MAP 21 enabled the TIFIA program to be expanded. We had a second idea, a tax credit bond, which would enable us to borrow money interest-free, and the federal government would give a tax credit for the bond buyers that would equal the interest that they lost by not charging us. So the federal government would pick up the interest essentially through a tax credit. And that proposal is still winding its way through the halls of Congress. It's more expensive. It's more challenging for them to find what they call a pay for, and we're still pursuing it. Measure J was a strategy where we could avoid that second piece. We wouldn't have had to rely on Congress at all to accelerate our projects, and we almost made it. So now we're back in Congress asking again and getting some traction, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, maybe not be a time when you can get a lot out of Congress. Yeah,
this proposal is called America Fast Forward, and we are still pursuing it. We'd be happy to answer any questions people have about it in your audience.
Very good. So my sense is that local option taxes tied to specific projects, which you've done in Measure R, do you believe that, based on your experience, that the public is more willing to accept these kinds of targeted tax increases than to accept general tax increases to fund transportation or other infrastructure?
Yes, and let me tell you why. It gets back to this compact, this contract with the voters. You tell them exactly what they're going to get, and then you make sure that they get it. So that sort of contract, if you will, that you have with the voters restores confidence in government. It puts you on the spot as a government employee. Let me tell you, we feel the pressure here to deliver, but it enables the things that government can do best to happen, because there's increased confidence in the agencies that are doing these projects and showing that we can deliver. That's going on across California. We call it the Self-Help County Coalition. Some 17 or 18 counties in California, covering more than 85% of the state's population, have these local sales taxes where the money does not go to Sacramento or Washington, and we don't beg for it back, but we keep it here and build what we need. And that sort of equation is working well for us.
Do you see this as a path to the future to fund infrastructure, particularly rehabilitation and new projects?
Yeah, you know, the real challenge we're going to have next is we are building improvements to our system. But in the meantime, the system built in the 40s and 50s, our magnificent interstate freeway system here in LA County, is reaching the end of its useful life. And talking the voters into repair work is a much harder job to do, because they already enjoy the improvement, and so they're not getting the congestion relief, but they are getting like pothole repairs and bridges that won't fall down in an earthquake. They're less tangible to the voters. And so as we face this huge infrastructure challenge in the United States, that's going to be the next big issue, is bridges that fall down or rust, or we have some that you have to put netting below because the concrete is falling off of them. And Caltrans is traditionally responsible for that work on our freeway system, and they don't have near the level of confidence with the voters that we do, but they're going to have a big challenge in keeping their system operating. The gas tax is a flat tax. It does not grow with inflation. It grows with the amount of gas you're selling, and we're selling less and less because our cars are getting more efficient and inflation is driving up the cost of gas. So as we look forward at the gas tax, it's just a disaster in the making because we don't have the necessary growth in that tax to maintain the existing system. And that's really the challenge that we're going to face next.
So that may put you back in the direction of Measure R or Measure J to ask for these sales taxes targeted to projects.
Yeah. You know, could we do a gas tax that's targeted at maintenance and get it to look as sexy as a new rail line? That's the challenge.
I think there's a likelihood that some people are going to say, well, what are you doing with the money we're already giving you? And it's hard for people to accept the notion that it's not enough.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, that's a tough one. You could transition the responsibilities between the levels of government in a manner that might facilitate more confidence in collecting these taxes. There are some pretty strong institutional arrangements that are already there that would have to be restructured completely to do that. So it's a big challenge, both structurally within government and with the voters on the outside on how to do that.
So that would involve moving the locus of decision kind of closer to home.
Well, that's one strategy. Yeah, I don't have the precise answers on this, but as the challenge grows, we're going to have to rise to it.
We're going to have to find a way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate your sharing the experience that you've had with Measure R with us. It seems to be a road to the future to building new infrastructure, and we're still left with the shared challenge of finding a way to maintain the core system that we've had for a long time. Thanks a lot for talking to us today, Dave. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure to do it.
Glad to talk with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.